Well, normally we start off with the Crunch Time music bed, but I thought with the Larksburg Tigers in the house tonight, it would be appropriate for Cool and the Gang and Celebration. Because, let's be honest, I played at Larksburg. This song gets played when the Tigers win at home. And they won over the weekend, weren't at home, but they brought home a sectional title. So we are happy to have the Larksburg Tigers here in studio tonight to celebrate that sectional championship. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Crunch Time presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I'm your host, Double T, Travis Thayer. And make sure you're checking out OrthoSensi's website, OrthoSensi.com. Learn more about their services and to schedule your next appointment. So we're going to get to the Tigers here in just a moment. Really, high school hoops is the full topic of conversation here tonight. Larksburg won their sectional title. Jackson Dell is also still alive in 1A. So before we talk to the Tigers, I want to give a shout-out to Jackson Dell for capturing their 14th sectional championship in program history, their first since 2015, as they defeated Hauser by double digits in the championship game. And they're ranked number 10 in 1A. They're off to Martinsville this weekend for the regional. They got number 8 Bloomfield. That'll be the second game up there at noontime. Number 9, Indy Lutheran, and number 14, Indy Metropolitan on the other side of the bracket. So we were actually just chatting about the Herald site offline here. If you follow along with that particular website, the Herald prediction does have Jackson Dell, a 9-point underdog in that game against Bloomfield. But I tell you what, if you've seen the Eagles play this year, they got two really impressive scores in Caleb Simon and Wyatt Day. Deeper than that, they've had a really nice season at 20-5 overall, so certainly more than capable of going to that regional and making some noise. So I just wanted to make sure that we started out the show by wishing the folks out at Jackson Dell good luck this weekend at the regional. And the same is true for the Larksburg Tigers. We'll definitely wish them luck this weekend at the regional, and we will be there to call, of course, that morning game against Evansville Bossy, and we hope to be there for the championship as well, featuring the Tigers. But let's welcome in Coach Cutter and his four seniors. And Coach, I do want to start with you. Second year at the helm here for the Tigers, and you bring home a sectional championship on Saturday at the Spartan Bowl with a 45-39 win over Franklin County. Has it set in yet, what you and your team were able to accomplish on Saturday evening?
Well, previous coaches that I've worked for have always told me that the first 24 hours is kind of a blur, and I truly believe that after what we've been through the last 48. Yesterday it sunk in, I think, you know, just being able to go back and watch some of the videos that people posted, being able to see these guys' reactions on the floor, I think was one of the neatest things I was able to watch. Stuff you don't see when you're in the heat of the moment and the buzzer went off. You know, you're congratulating your coaches, you're, you know, thinking about your families up in the stands, and you don't get to see that stuff. So that's one of the things that I really enjoyed, especially with these four, being able to go back and watch the emotion and the excitement on their face.
Fantastic. So we do have seniors here in the studio tonight: Garrett Yoon, Dia Patel, Ashton Craig, and Jackson Bobo. And I hope all of you will be able to answer this question. I want to know how you're feeling physically and emotionally today as you cap off that weekend with the sectional championship. Had to go through an overtime game on Friday. You had to come back in that game, come back in the game on Saturday for the championship. So how you feeling, guys? Who wants to start? Garrett, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll start. I mean, it's kind of surreal. Been playing with these guys since forever, so being able to kind of get the job done my senior year is it's just really exciting, and hopefully we can get a few more here this coming weekend. So
yeah, I know you all have youthful legs, but you feel pretty good physically after playing three games at the sectional. What do you say, Dia?
Yeah, I was definitely feeling my legs after the game. You know, we were tired next day, but it was a good moment. We haven't won anything really for basketball in my 4 years here, and since like 2008-09 we haven't won, so it was a good feeling.
Ashton, how you feeling today?
Feeling pretty good. You know, we did yoga today, so that always helps, you know, getting the body loose and feeling good for practices and then the games for this weekend.
And then Jackson, I want to actually ask you a different question, because I remember back to last year when you guys got knocked out of the sectional. I saw the very next day on Twitter you were already in the gym shooting, doing drills, whatever. So a lot of hard work has went into the off season this year with your teammates, yourself personally. What was it like winning that sectional championship, coming from behind to do it in dramatic fashion? Must have felt really, really great for you and your teammates.
Yeah, I mean, it felt great. This has been a dream of mine since freshman year, and me and my parents have always talked about how important a sectional win would be for us and my teammates and my community. So it feels really great to bring that home.
Is it a little extra special that little brother Cooper on the team as well?
Yeah, I'm glad I got to share that experience with him. And hopefully he can
keep the tradition
keep
going
the
next couple of years.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about your path to winning the sectional. You had to play three games. You didn't get the luxury of the bye, anything like that. For Coach Cutter, we talked a little bit last week. You mentioned that you were kind of glad that your team had to play on Tuesday. Why was that?
Well, I mean, I think it's just one of those things where our previous game was last Wednesday against Oldenburg, the week before against Oldenburg, and you really don't, as a coach, you don't look forward to 7, 8, 9 days off. I mean, I remember having to talk with Coach Colson about that Friday night before we played. You know, he had so much downtime that, you know, you wonder what that's going to do for the psyche and what it's going to do for their bodies when they get out there. But I prefer playing first night. I think the draw favored us to do that especially. No disrespect to Rushville at all with that, but, you know, when it come down to it, it gave us a game to get used to the bowl, gave us a game to get underneath our belts before we had to play a rival school.
And that was kind of leading into my next question. Like, I've been there as a player back in the day, watching the draw. Sometimes you can maybe get in your mind, oh, well, it would be great to have the bye. You only got to play two games. Did you guys have any feelings about the draw? Were you happy to get out there and play on Tuesday and familiarize yourself a little bit more with the Spartan Bowl? Do you think that helped moving into the later rounds?
Yeah, for sure. We were all super excited at the draw, watching it together. So it was definitely one of the better draws we've had. And I think it, for us as a team, it definitely helped us get those, like, the extra game at the Spartan Bowl. I mean, it's a great place to play, but we haven't played there this season. Last time we played was last year, so I feel like it's good to get up there and get some shots out and play a game before we got to South Dearborn.
Did that kind of help getting used to the rims and just kind of the whole feel of the gym? It's kind of dark in there, anything like that, so that kind of helped playing that first game, get the jitters out a little bit too, Jackson?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you get 20 minutes to warm up, so any advantage or any time we can get in there beforehand is necessary.
Now, I want to look at this Rushville game just briefly before we move on into the semifinals and championship round. I had not seen Rushville play in person this year, but to me, they look like one of the better five-win teams that I had seen maybe ever. They played a really nice game, had a good game plan that night, so it was not an easy game by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, and you could tell, I mean, watching their film from back when we played them in December and then, you know, obviously picking up their game films through the end of February. They went through some change as far as personnel. You know, they lost their leading scorer to a transfer. But honestly, from our coaching staff's viewpoint, we thought they were actually playing better without him. Just they played more as a team. You could tell their kids were still bought into what the coaches were doing and trying to teach. They had great seniors to get them through it. I made sure to tell all three of their seniors that the night we played them, just how much you could tell their leadership meant to a young group. And to hear their coaching staff talk about their kids, they had great kids, and you can't do what we did without great kids, obviously. So yeah, I mean, they're going to improve. He's going to take some steps over the summer, and I think next year they'll be pushing double digit wins just because they're going to keep working and buying into what he's doing.
All right, we're talking to the Lawrenceburg Tigers boys basketball program, fresh off their sectional championship win in that opening round game, Ashton. Your best game of the sectional, 16 points, 7 of 8 from the field.
Yeah.
Every time you caught the ball, you were right under the basket. That, you can make them pay when you get that low, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, as long as I like try to do my work early, you know, and then when I do that, I mean, it's pretty, like, it's easier from there, but with, like, all of our, like, the whole team played good that game, too. So, I mean, just bringing us all together. And then if we play like that, I mean, we're pretty solid all around. So,
Garrett, I thought that was one of your better games of the season. Maybe not in terms of scoring. You had 8 points. That's still nice. But 7 assists in that game. And you were also guarding one of their better players in Jackman. You did a really nice job defensively on him. When you kind of reflect back on that game, how'd you feel about your performance?
It was good. I'm a lot of teams like to play me super high just because I like to shoot a lot, but so I kind of took that advantage and drove, and they overhelped a lot, so we had a lot of open layups and dishes. And yeah, me guarding Jackman was good, but it was definitely, I mean, there's other guys like Guy was guarding super active, and is actually one of the most underrated players on Rushville's team, I think. But he did a great job, too, also. So we had a really good defensive night, too, I think. So
For the other guys, Dia and Jackson, you can talk about this a little bit. When you see Garrett in attack mode, getting towards the basket and getting guys involved, easy baskets underneath off his passes, does it excite you seeing him be in that aggressive state of mind during a game?
Oh, yeah, I'd say so. Because usually, I'm sure if I was, like, another school, I'd scout him as, like, just, like, a three-point shooter. So, like, him driving just opens up, like, a lot more, not only for, like, him, but, like, our offense. Because they have to worry about his shot and him driving. So it just makes it easier for us to score.
How about you, Jackson?
Yeah, for sure. Like Dia said, most teams look at him as just a shooter, but we all know as a team how versatile he really is. We play with him in practice every day. Mm-hmm. So it really just helps when he gets inside. A lot of things start to open up, like Dia said. So it's very important. Very important.
Great answers there. So you get through the Rushville game. They kind of hung in it for a while. You pulled away in the fourth, win by double digits, and then you know in the back of your mind, or maybe it went straight to the forefront of your mind, that you had South Dearborn looming just a couple nights later in the semifinals. And I got to tell you right now, I called the game, had two Mountain Dews before the game, so I was pretty jacked up over there. But it was one of the wildest games that I have seen since I started broadcasting several years ago. Coach, can you talk about the emotions of that game, because it was kind of back and forth. There was a lot of twists and turns in that game.
Well, one of the hardest jobs as a coach is to get these guys to not look at what we've done previously with them. Obviously, they got us good in the Rivertown, and obviously you use that as motivation for when we turned around and beat them at 10 at our place late in the season. But then when it gets to the tournament, you're like, okay, forget about what we did last time. Let's look at what we did well, what things we need to get better at. And we did. We had a great week of practice leading up to that game. But they just, their style of play really, you know, makes you reconsider some things that you do offensively. Mm-hmm. You know, they get in your head as far as the pressure defense that they play. But I thought our guys, the farther we got into that game, they settled down. We started, you know, pressuring them a little bit on the defensive side, which sped them up into some turnovers, created some easy points for us. And without these guys here, I told them that in the locker room. I said, you don't win games like that without good senior leadership. And I thought these four really carried us mentally through the week, because it's tough. It's tough to win three games in 5 days. And they were a big part of that.
And I do want to talk a little bit about the mentality that you guys had in that game, because it was a situation that was similar to last year. You split the two regular season games. You play South Dearborn in the sectional. You guys probably didn't play your best game in the sectional last year against them. So when times got tough against them on Friday night, what was the mindset? Did you just block that last year's experience out and just kind of power through the game you were in the moment?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when you got your whole season on the line, and that would have been our last high school basketball game. So I think that really set in for us, and I think our defensive intensity won us the game. We played like it was our last game. So,
does anybody else want to weigh in on that particular question, just about the mindset playing South Dearborn in such a meaningful game?
I think we went into it like pretty good, knowing they're just a rival school and they beat us from the Rivertown, then we got them back in the regular season. But more importantly, they knocked us out last year like pretty good. So I think we knew we had to get them back. And second half, we just came out ready to play and got it done.
And I want to talk a little bit about the final moments of the fourth quarter, because you guys make this great comeback from 11 down. Coach is going to jump in here. So you're down 11, you come back, and it looks like you're going to win it in regulation. Couple costly turnovers there at the end, Coach.
You know, I just think there's something about Garrett that has to be where, in a South Dearborn game, he has to have a half-court shot to try to put it into overtime or win it. I think in his mind, he was like, I can't throw this in and let us have free throws. I'm just going to let them score here so I can have another attempt at it. Because that seems to be the running, you know, joke of the South Dearborn game with Garrett, is, you know, half-court shots.
Yeah, so it was starting to get really good over there on the sideline for me. So I got my phone out while I'm broadcasting, and I happened to get the particular play where Willoughby puts it in to tie it. And I'm videotaping, and Garrett, you almost hit another shot from beyond half court. That one would have won the sectional championship. What would you have done if that ball went in?
I don't know. I mean, it would have been really crazy, especially with that environment. Actually, I mean, I thought it was going in too, honestly. It felt pretty good. So It was tracking the whole way, but ended up rimming out. So,
can you take us back to the River Town? And how did you make that shot? And why was that the only three that you guys made that night?
Oh, yeah. I remember, where were we, down two or three? Yeah. I remember it was like, it felt like we were down 10. And then we look at the scoreboard, and it's like we're up one or down one or whatever, because we just had like a full court shot. So, I mean, it definitely helped, like, our morale going into halftime, just because, I mean, it was a low-scoring defensive game. But, yeah, it was fun.
All right. I want to kind of turn it over to Jackson and Daya here, because you guys hit some big free throws late in the game against South Dearborn. Talk about the pressure of going up there and stepping up and knocking them down and helping your team to victory.
When I went up to the line, Cutter looked at me, and he was like, just like calm down. But you know, when you look around and you see like everyone going crazy and noticing like basically the game's on the line, you know, you just have to just put them in, I guess. And that's what I did. Yeah.
And the free throw line's particularly been a good place for you this year, Jackson. You've been right around 80% all year. Just talk about a little bit of the preparation and, you know, your free throw routine, how much that's been a big part of your success.
Yeah, for sure. It's been an interesting part of my high school career. Sophomore season, I believe I shot 40%. Last year, I think I shot, 70%? And then this year, like you said, around 80. So it's been a constant improvement and something I've been needing to work on. But yeah, that was a tough environment to get your mind right for those free throws when we were pretty outnumbered fan-wise, I'd say.
Yeah.
So, like Dias said, you just got to step up and hit them. You got to clear your mind, whatever you need to do, because free throws win games.
Very good. I do want to talk about a couple other your teammates, and Coach, you might want to jump in on this one, because Logan Ahouse has got himself into the picture off the bench, kind of a instant offense type deal where he's going to be bombing the threes from wherever. And even in this game, Andrew Myers doesn't always get a ton of minutes, comes in and hit a big three in that semifinal game. So just talk about the depth of the team and guys staying ready and making it a full team victory.
Well, one of the things we've been trying to teach the guys off the bench this year is, you know, typically you can get bench minutes anywhere in the, you know, 10 to 20 minute range a game on most teams. But with ours, you've got three or four guys that play 30, 31 minutes a night. Mm-hmm. So there's not many minutes to go around. So when you're called on, it's important that you're ready. And I think, you know, that's what's put Logan Ahouse in the spot that he's in, is he's always ready to shoot the ball. That's one of the things we like about him is, it doesn't matter where he's out on the court, across
half
court. He's got it ready, and you know that's obviously been a big strength of ours. It's won us some games here late in the season. And with Andrew, I remember going up to him Friday night after the game, and I just said, "Way to be ready," because he did. He came in, he hit a three right away, and he wasn't in there very long. I think he played maybe 2.5-3 minutes. So that's the biggest thing that's hard for 16-17-year-old kids that, you know, buying into your role and understanding that, you know, you may only play 1 to 4 or 5 minutes a game, but you're important because obviously you can't have a 1 to 5 minute drop off in a game, especially now at this point in the season.
Absolutely. So let's move on from the semifinal. Obviously, that was a great emotional victory. I'm sure the bus ride back was pretty fun that night. You guys were in great spirits, but you got to turn around and go back the next night. You stayed and, I guess, watched Franklin County win the other game. You played them way back at the beginning of the season. Called that game. You guys got down at halafftime, I think 15 points, and were able to come back and well, it was a similar type situation here in the sectional title game. What's up with 0 points in the first quarter? What was going on, guys? I'm sure Coach is going to love to hear this.
What
was the reason, guys? What's up here? Let's hear it.
Well, looking back, nobody was on their A game that first half, especially me. I looked back at the film. I was very soft with everything I put up. I think I let the crowd get to me. I wasn't expecting a crowd like that. It's the biggest crowd I've ever been in front of.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I can say for myself, I was a little timid and on edge. But going into halftime, like I said, this could be our last game. Turned it around. Yeah, sure.
Anybody else want to talk on that?
Kind of what Bo said. I mean, as a team, we kind of all played similar. Our intensity just wasn't as high as Franklin County was. They had a lot of momentum with the crowd they had. And I think us going into halftime was, I mean, we had obviously a similar game against South Dearborn, being down 12 with a quarter to go. It was almost like what Coach Cutter said. He said, we're down 12, except we got two quarters to go. All we got to do is keep chipping at it. And that's exactly what we did. Cut it down 12, cut it down to 8, 4, and then eventually tied up the game and took the lead. So.
And take me into the fourth quarter, because I wasn't there on Saturday, but I did get a chance to listen to a good portion of that fourth quarter. Some of the shots started falling, hit some big threes. Garrett, you had one. Logan made a couple. And the crowd, I think, maybe started swaying to your guys' side. Talk about the momentum shift and how big that was for you guys down the stretch in that game.
I think our defense is what really started it. We went to Brown, which is like a little 1-3-1, and Bobo being up top really helped. Bobo being up top really helped us, and then we were able to get some easy points that way.
That we'll move on from that. We won't go too much into the defensive strategy there. But anyways, big free throws again down the stretch for you two gentlemen in particular. So again, another big pressure situation. Had to go up there and make them with the biggest crowd you ever played in front of. So that had to be a pretty special feeling once you got through and won the game. And looking back on it, say, hey. I stepped up and made some big shots.
Yeah, for sure. We had so many momentum plays. I believe we took two charges in the fourth quarter, one from A-House, one from me. We were exchanging threes back and forth. Crowd was going crazy. I got a transition dunk.
Big dunk.
I saw it. You got a poster there, it looks like.
Yeah, I thought there was a little contact on it. But,
that should have been an A-1.
Should have been it. But it's just things like that, and it just makes the game go our way back again. Our fans were getting into it. Everybody was into it. Very entertaining game to watch.
Ashton, I'll go to you. When you see Jackson rise up and slam it on somebody's head, what's that do for the rest of the team? How pumped does that get you guys?
Well, I mean, everyone's like fired up. Everyone on the bench is standing up, like cheering as loud as they can. And then, like, when you see Bubba on that fast break with like wide open, you know he's getting up and slamming one down. So the whole crowd's going crazy. And then, so, yeah, when we see that happen, it's like electric in there. So
that's awesome. And another part of the electricity that night was you guys running off the bench, running over to each other after the final buzzer had went off, and you knew you were sectional champions. I know the three of you have experienced that on the football field, but what was it like experiencing that again? Just walk us through that one more time, what that was, what that felt like on a Saturday night.
I mean, for me personally, I think I can speak for, like, me, Ashton, and Daya, but, like, It definitely wasn't the same as football. I mean, it was just the more of the hard fought win we had, the road we had to get there. Just it's like it all paid off.
The so underdog
kind of
mentality,
a big relief. So I mean,
Here's a different question, a different way to look at it. What might be the one thing that you really remember from that night? It might be hard to put into words right now because it still might be setting in. But is there something that stands out that'll be the most memorable thing of that night? Just being as a team, winning that sectional championship.
I don't know. I would probably just say, like, just celebrating with the team after the win. I mean, like, as soon as the buzzer went off, you just knew we won the sectional, and then, like, everyone just stormed the court, and I'll just, like, remember that whole experience, just running out there with my team and having a great time and doing what I love, so.
All right. Anybody else want to answer that?
I have a very supportive family. I love them very much. They all came down to come watch my game, and I didn't think it really set in until I was all hugging and crying and being all emotional.
But
definitely a great night for me and my family. It means a lot that they showed up. And
That's fantastic.
Great moment.
Nice, Jackson. Garrett, Dye, you want to touch on that at all?
I mean, it was definitely like a big moment for coaching staff, obviously your basketball program, definitely our community. I mean, we've also won a lot of football sectionals, so it's almost like good to be like, we can also play basketball too here at Lawrenceburg. So it's like kind of a good thing for that. It's been since, I think, 2009, our last sectional. So it's just really exciting to get one back here.
Go ahead, Coach. You can wait.
I can tell you from a personal standpoint for me, I think the biggest thing that I'm really pleased about, obviously getting my first one as a coach too with this group, is, you know, I can look back and I had Garrett and Dye in fourth grade as a teacher, you know, and I got to know Ashton, obviously, at Central, and Jackson was over at St. Lawrence, but I got to know him through our youth leagues and things like that. And I think that's the biggest thing for me, is we've had relationships a long time, you know, that I kept even when I went out of town for a few years, but it was nice to be able to come back. And I think that's the one thing I cherish the most with this group, is just being able to have that connection now of first sectional championship with these guys.
Yeah, that's awesome. You're listening to Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. OrthoSensi.com. We've got a few minutes left in the program, and of course, you got the big regional game coming up on Saturday. It is a little bit of a lengthy trip, going to be about a 3-hour drive to Washington, and a little north of Evansville. So, of course, a little shorter bus ride for the opposing Bossy folks. But, anyways, you have Evansville Bossy in that game at 10:30 Eastern time on Saturday. I know it's early in the week, but what do you know about this team you're going to go up against in the Sweet 16?
Well, I think one of the first things that shows up for me is they're a really good program. In the last 11 years, they've won 6 sectionals, 2 regionals, and they were state runner-up in 2018. So they've done a nice job as far as with their program. They're consistently, you know, winners. And we're going to have to obviously compete. They play a little different style than what we're accustomed to over here in this side of the state, as far as the speed, and you know they're really good shooters. But you know we're just as good as they are. When we play as well as we can, and play as a group, you know, as long as we show up and do what we need to do, it'll take care of itself.
And for the players, you guys have played some different teams this year schedule-wise. I know coaches trying to do a lot of things to beef up the schedule and play some non-conference teams that are really, really good to challenge you. So playing some better competition in the non-conference and playing some of those in-season tournaments where you have to play multiple games in a short time span, do you think that kind of stuff will be very helpful moving into playing potentially 2 games at the regional on Saturday?
Yeah, I think so. You know, to beat great teams, you got to play great teams. And we definitely played some good teams like Northwood. They're really solid. We played Northrop. They had a really good guard. Greenfield Central. And, you know, some in our conference like Greensburg, Connorsville, they're all really solid. So mm-hmm. Just playing good teams just helps us.
Anybody else want to weigh in on that? They're debating amongst each other. Jackson, you got something to say?
I mean, it's great to play these teams to see where we stack up. So when the big games come, we're prepared. Like Dia said, we've had a great schedule. It's just really great to play these teams. And I'm glad that we had a harder schedule this year because I think it really helped us. I truly do.
And I'm sure it's going to be an awesome atmosphere at Washington High School for the regional. You just talked about the atmosphere you played in front of on Friday and Saturday night. It's going to be pretty similar. The gym is actually kind of set up similar. So can you kind of use that experience that you just had over the weekend to kind of help you get through these 2 games at the regional?
Well, yeah, I mean, just playing in Connorsville and then getting that whole experience with all those fans and having that just that environment around you, I think that's definitely going to help us through the regional. Just having that, it was just being more comfortable and being able to do that earlier, and then us doing it in the regional and then being able to play in front of that crowd. So us doing that, it'll just probably end up helping us and having us play like more calm and relaxed throughout the game.
And get off to a little bit better start than the sectional title game. Yeah. That's a big key in this game. That'd be good. How about one final thing? How about a message to Tigers fans out there asking them for your support on Saturday?
this opportunity doesn't happen often. So I feel like we got a lot of Tiger supporters out there, and we've had them for football, for every sport. So I feel like we've definitely made a longer trips than this. So I feel like we should be able to get a lot of supporters out there, and hopefully they can watch us win a regional title. So.
All right. Well, I think that's well said. That's a good place to end it. We do wish you guys good luck on Saturday against Evansville Bossy. We hope to see you in that championship game on Saturday night as well. And we at Eagle Country 99.3 will most definitely be making the trip, and we'll be there for that first game and second if you do indeed get there. So congrats on the sectional championship. Good luck this weekend, and thanks so much for coming out tonight, guys.
Thank you.
All right, Garrett Yoon, Dia Patel, Ashton Craig, Jackson Bobo, and head coach Brad Cutter. They are done here at Crunch Time, and now they can go focus on beating Evansville Bossy on Saturday morning. We will bring you that game with about we'll say 10:15, 10:20 pregame start on Saturday morning, so we hope you will join us here at your hometown radio station. But we also hope to see a bunch of orange and black in the sands out there at Washington High School. So thanks again to the Tigers program for coming out tonight. Thanks to OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine for sponsoring the show. We'll do it again next week, 6 to 6:30, right here on your hometown radio station. It's Eagle Country 99.3.